Lord God, you are the Father of mankind. Today, you have gathered into one things earthly and things heavenly through the gift of your beloved Son, our newborn brother. As we travel on this earthly pilgrimage, may your light shine in our hearts, and may we see the glory of Christ born in our midst. Amen. Thank you, Jason.
Joy to the world. Jesus is the light of the world, a light whom darkness can never put out.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy annual celebration of the incarnation of God, who is Christ the King. Thank you very much, Rob. I was wondering where my mobile phone had gone. That's got my order of service on it. But yeah, or otherwise known as Happy Christmas, everybody. It's really great to see you. We, as is our tradition, we'll be here, I guess, for 40, 45 minutes. It's important that we come together and celebrate the true reason for today. And then it's also important that we go and continue the celebrations, and I hope with those that we love in our lives today. Let's have some scripture from Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. Amen. Amen. So we're going to sing our first praise song of this morning. We've had a tradition, or it's been a tradition since I've been here for the last 6 years, although I don't think we've done it for 2 years. And that's, we're going to start by singing together, "Come and Join the Celebration." But rather than, it's Christmas Day, you can't just stand stock still as we praise God in song. So I'm going to invite Adrienne and Malachi and Aria, and they're going to come to the front, and they're going to start a Christmas conga in church. Don't leave my family to do it alone now, people. Join the conga. The rules of the conga is it's a hands-free conga. There's no touching hands on hips or any of that kind of inappropriateness in God's holy house this morning. But the good news is that keeps your hands free to clap, surely, as you weave around the church. So we're gonna stand together if you're able. We're going to praise God on this sacred morning, and I hope you're going to be brave enough to join in the Christmas conga. Amen. So we're gonna pray as that was. I'm gonna give you 10 out of 10 for the conga. I didn't see too many legs being kicked out to the side, but I'm still gonna give you 10 out of 10. It amused me greatly when the conga splits and there seemed to be two. But hey, praise God this morning. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this joyous day. And I just pray that as this day continues, not just in this moment as we gather together to praise your holy name, but throughout the day as we hopefully just converse with friends and families, as we share in love, I just pray that Jesus, you're going to be at the center of everything that we do. Loving God, we give you so much thanks that today you came and became flesh, that you entered this world so that you could remove the veil of separation between us and your holy presence. We celebrate and give thanks for all you have done for us and all you continue to do for us this very day. Jesus, we just pray that as we come and kneel before you in the manger this morning, that the Holy Spirit, you will come and you will just fill us anew, as we recognize the triune God of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the God who knew everything that was required for our salvation, and it was by your zeal that you accomplished it. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing together again now a good Christmas morning song. Which we probably don't sing often enough, but it's a brilliant carol. And we're going to sing together, Christians Awake.
Christians Awake, salute the happy born, where shepherds it was told, who heard the angelic herald's voice, behold, I bring good tidings of a Saviour's birth to you and all the nations upon earth. This day has God fulfilled his promised word. This day is born a Saviour, Christ the Lord. He spoke and straight away the celestial choir in hymns of joy unknown before glory was their anthem still. Peace on the earth in every heart, goodwill. Like Mary, let us ponder in our mind God's wondrous love in saving you. To his bitter cross, treading his steps, assisted by his grace, till our first heavenly state again takes place. Then may we hope the angelic hosts above to sing redeemed a glad triumphal song. He who was born upon this joyful day, around us all his love we shall display. Saved by his love, incessant we shall sing eternal praise to heaven's almighty King.
Amen. Amen. So obviously one of the things I don't think we have today, I should have checked, but normally we don't have is refreshments after our Christmas Day service, because people want a get on and it requires people then to wash up and things like that. And I think that's great, but I seriously think one of the greatest acts of worship that we can do on Christmas Day is to make sure that we celebrate and wish each other happy Christmas. And because we're not going to have the social time out there as we normally do after a Sunday service, I thought I'd bring it into our act of praise this morning. So as an act of worship, church, why don't you just greet those around you and wish each other a happy Christmas this morning. Problem is, now I've called it an act of worship, I can't bring it to a stop, can I? Because that means I'm ceasing worship. But we're gonna come on, have some more scripture now, and then just a short reflection for us this morning. I'm going to read from us from John chapter 14, just a few short verses. And it's absolutely not a passage that we associate with Christmas. In fact, the most often time I will come to this passage tends to be at funerals. But of course, Jesus is there in those moments, absolutely. But these are the verses from John chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Amen. So this Christmas, I want to explain to us a bit of theology, I expect, called, some of you will know it. There's a number of retired ministers in the room who will immediately know what I'm talking about, and some of you as well. We want to talk about the hypostatic union, that we see in Jesus. Hopefully by the end of it, I would have explained it to you and you won't have known that I've explained it to you. That's my aim anyway. What is the hypostatic union? It is our understanding, our knowledge, our belief that in Jesus, he is absolutely fully humanity. He is fully man. Not a shred less than any of the humanity that all of us have. But he is at the same time fully God. In Jesus, it's not that he's 50-50 mix of the two. He is 100% human and he's 100% God as well, because he is part of the Trinity. So that's the belief that I want to explain to us this morning. But really, I want to start with, what is Christianity? What is the heart core message of Christianity? And I want to simply say it this morning. Obviously, there's many answers to that we can give. But for this morning, I'm simply going to portray it as this. That Christianity is an offer to move from one place to a better place. Christianity is an offer to move from one place, in fact, truly, to the best place. And that's what Christianity is. And Jesus tells us in that passage there that my Father's house has many rooms. On a cold, it is cold this morning, isn't it? It is a cold morning. I want to put it this way. Christianity is the offer to come in from being out in the cold. It's cold out there. Why don't you come inside? Because the Father is waiting to greet you, and the Holy Spirit is waiting to host you. How is it that we get into our Father's house? It is not by climbing down a chimney. That's not how we get into our Father's house. I mean, you could try if you like, but it'd be really daft if you did, because there is one very easy way to get into the Father's house, because the front door is wide open, just waiting to invite you inside. I want to talk about the front door of a house. Hopefully you've all got a front door. Hopefully you're all living somewhere. So picture your front door for a second for me. And then I'm going to ask you a question. Now, you're picturing that front door. I want you to see the entirety of that door, not just a part of it, the entirety of it. Is your front door on the inside or the outside of the house? Is your front door on the inside or the outside of the house? It's both, isn't it? It is two things at the same time. It is on the inside of the house, and it is on the outside. It touches the inner sanctuary, and it touches the cold outside as well. That's Jesus. The birth of Jesus is the birth of somebody who is fully human on the outside of the door. But in the incarnation of God, he is also fully God, and he belongs on the inside. It is in the incarnation of Jesus Christ that we celebrate the opening of the doorway and the invitation to come out, to come in from out of the cold. It's not that Jesus comes to show you the way. He comes to be the way, because he's the door. If you think I'm making this up, in chapter 10, verse 6 of John's Gospel, Jesus literally says, "I am the door." So here's the thing, if you find yourself outside in the cold and you desperately want to be in the warm near the nice toasty fire, then there are ways that you can try and get there. You can try yoga, you can try meditating, you can try other religions in the world, and they probably will help you for a little while. They probably will, in truth. They're probably going to improve your life for a little bit because they have benefits to them. But those things are simply the offer of putting on a coat whilst you remain outside in the cold. If you want to experience heaven, if you want to experience heaven now at the depth of your soul, then it is Jesus and only Jesus who can get you there. He is literally born so that he can be the way. Christianity is not a philosophy. It's not something to study so you've got all the head knowledge and you can sound clever by saying words like hypostatic union. Christianity is the invitation to meet Jesus. He becomes that unique liminal step, the doorway, the step at the bottom of a doorway. He's the only place in all of history where the outside of our human struggle and the inside of God's perfect home touch. It is when we put our trust in Jesus, when we start to follow him. We're not fully inside the house yet, but we are straddling that door. We have one foot in the world and we have one foot absolutely inside the Father's house. We are stepping in through and out from the cold. And when we do, we are absolutely met by our Father and we are filled with his Holy Spirit and we are on our way to being truly home. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing together again as we just reflect and praise Jesus and think on him as we sing together. Hark the Herald. Please be seated as we come to pray for the world. I'm hoping you guys have got enough left for the last carol now after singing Hark the Herald. Thank you so much. So we come to pray for the world. And if you've not been with us before on Christmas Day, we tend to pray using this tree here. This is our blue Christmas tree. So last Saturday, Jude Livermore held our annual blue Christmas service, which is a service that just acknowledges that Christmas is not easy for everybody. And often I think Christmas is a bit of both. It's joy for people, but they have a heaviness as well as they remember. I think in particular those who are not with us anymore. So at that blue service, which was a time for people to simply reflect and be themselves, be authentic with the emotions that they're experiencing, they're always invited to come forward and lay a blue bauble onto this tree, which represents what it is that they're struggling with this year. They also take a blue bauble home with them so that they can place it on their own tree. And every year then, for our prayers of intercession, we come and lay hands on these blue baubles. And just in silence, we pray for that person. We don't know who it is and we don't know their situation, but God does. So they know that we're praying for them this morning. I think that's particularly important. If it isn't that you don't feel that you can or want to come ahead and lay hands on those baubles, I invite you, if you're remaining in your seat, just to reflect on this scene of the nativity that we've got this year, which is the manger, but born not. If you're here in the carol service, it's not that the Jesus was born into perfection. It's not that Jesus wants you to clear out the clutter of your life and become ultra holy so that then you can connect with God. But it's that God moves into the mess. God moves into the chaos. God moves into the troubles of this world. That's the God that we know and worship. So there's two things. You can come forward and lay hands on the bauble and we'll just hold a minute silence and you can pray privately for that person. But if you don't want to come forward, you might just want to reflect on this and just let the Holy Spirit move your heart around the world or to people that you particularly know as we pray for them. So I invite, if you want to come forward and lay hands on one of the baubles, I'll be heading down there myself. And if not, you can do that. And then I'll bring the prayers together at the end. Let us pray. Loving God, every one of those baubles represents a person or people. And the one thing that we know as true is that you deeply love them. And you deeply care about their trials and tribulations. You care that their heart is broken. And that this Christmas, there will be grief, there will be some form of pain that they are experiencing. So we pray for them. We pray that they will know your comfort, Holy Spirit. We pray that they will know your peace, Jesus. We pray that, Father, they will know that you are the God who just wants to be there for them, to protect them and to provide them. We remember the words of the 23rd Psalm, that you are the shepherd who leads us not into valleys, but through valleys. That at the time when We're experiencing particular hardship, Lord. In the presence of our enemies, you prepare a table before us. Lord, that you anoint us with oil and our cup overflows. And that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for this world too. The chaos, the wars, the famines, the homeless, the lonely, those grieving, those worried about finance and providing for others, those who are unsafe and in need of protection, Lord. We pray for this world. On this day of deep joy that overflows, we recognize that, Jesus, that we are still awaiting your return, when your kingdom of peace will be established fully. Because then, Lord, we know that you will establish it with justice and righteousness. Lord, we thank you for this world. We thank you for all you do for it. And we praise your holy name. Amen. Amen. So I do hope that after this service, you've got plenty of plans today. I hope you'll be a little bit overindulgent, but not too overindulgent, as it is Christmas Day. And my prayer for all of you is that you're going to just have just so much joy today. But really that joy will continue, because it is the joy of Jesus that you know in your hearts. We're going to sing our final act of praise as we have gathered together on this special, special day. As we sing the only song I think you can ever end with on Christmas Day, as we sing together, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Oh.
Prayer is this: if you are out in the cold, I just pray that you'll know Jesus, and that he is the way, and that beautiful invitation to come out of the cold and into the Father's house. That you recognize any coats you've put on that maybe they offer you temporary relief, but they're not the way. They're not the way. Jesus is the way. From Isaiah chapter 7. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel, God with us. Happy Christmas, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Amen.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.